I'm going to pray Psalm 20 for you and with you today. It's a psalm that illustrates one of the slightly confusing things that we find in the Psalms, the way that the voices change. Sometimes the psalm speaks about God, sometimes it speaks to God. Sometimes it refers to you, sometimes it refers to we. Can be a little confusing what's going on in a psalm. But I like to see it as a dialogue, a very inclusive way of talking to and about God. And so I'm going to pray for you, I'm going to pray with you, I'm going to talk about God, I'm going to talk to God as I do it. Maybe that's one way that we can be united while we're apart, knowing that we pray for one another, but also with one another when we pray the Psalms. Psalm 20. May the Lord hear you in the day of your trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend you. Send you help from his sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. Remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. Grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your mind. May we rejoice in your salvation and triumph in the name of our God. May the Lord perform all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord will save his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the mighty strength of his right hand. Some put their trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will call only on the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. O Lord, save the king and answer us when we call upon you. Merciful God, purify our hearts in the flame of your Spirit, and transform our toil into an offering of praise, that we may reject the proud rule of might and trust in Christ alone. For he is our Lord for ever and ever. Amen.